As we close out for the day, I want to hit you with a pop quiz. And I mean, this is a pop quiz, sure enough, because this is taking us back to, I would say probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 10 to 12 months. Maybe, roughly 10 months ago. We had this conversation, and I had said that eventually I would bring it back. And, well, I'm bringing it back. This is a good one for our teens, too. Glad you all are out of school now. And, of course, let them know, adults, let the teens know that they also can go to speakingwith.com. Click on listen online at your convenience, and they can listen as well. I want us to go back to our puberty, our guys' puberty quiz that we had some months ago. WebMD was sharing some good information, helping us get to know ourselves better. And of course, as I mentioned before, boys and girls, men and women, need to get to know ourselves and each other better. So here we go. Let's start with the teen guys. Some of you teen girls are going to be adult women one day. Having some sons, this would be good for you to know too. Check this out. First question. And guys, at what age range does puberty usually begin? Now, remember now, for all of these questions, the guys will be our focus. We had a session prior to this one when it was held before that focused on the girls. This one focuses on the boys, on the guys. All right, so here we go. And guys, at what age range does puberty usually begin? Let me give you some choices. 9 to 12, 10 to 14, 12 to 16, 14 to 18. The correct answer is 10 to 14. Everyone's different, but for most guys, those changes start happening between 10 and 14. Next question. Which sign of puberty usually happens first in guys? Bigger muscles, underarm hair, bigger testicles, or voice change? The correct answer is bigger testicles. Usually the first sign of puberty is boys, guys, your testicles get bigger. Next comes pubic hair, and then your penis starts getting bigger. After that, voices begin to change. Muscles get bigger, and you start to grow underarm hair. About the same time, there's a growth spurt. Facial hair usually comes last. All right. How about this one? Acne in puberty is worse in guys than in girls. The correct answer is true. Acne is a normal part of puberty, and the body makes hormones that make the face oily. That can cause pimples. Oral glands in the face are usually more active in guys than in girls, and as a result, the acne can be worse. Now, here's the thing. You cannot stop acne from happening. You cannot stop it. But you can cut down on breakouts by washing your face twice a day. Avoid scrubbing too hard. Tougher cases may need over-the-counter or prescription medication, and keep your hands away from those pimples. Don't pop them. Just keep your face clean and properly moisturized. Final question. True or false? Guys may develop breasts during puberty. What's the correct answer? True. It's caused by hormones and usually goes away on its own. The nipples may be also sore or temporarily swollen, but usually, with time, that resolves itself. How did you do on that pop quiz, everyone? Especially those of you who were with me when we went through this before, when even though it was, almost a year ago? Well, I'm proud of you. If you got one right, I'm still proud of you. Well, I want you to bear in mind that as we talk about resting, getting recreation, we're talking about refueling, rejuvenating, being refreshed. I want you to do these things so that you'd be in a better position to let some of life's best moments keep coming through you. Till next time.